Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Go give them a follow. While you're there, go check us out, We Are Marvel Pod on Facebook. I was going to say at Gmail, but that's for later. You can email us there, though. It'll work. But yeah, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your other host. My name is Justin.
And we are Marvel.
What? I didn't think we'd get there.
We did, though. It was sloppy, but we crossed the finish line.
That's what she said.
Oh, my. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We do appreciate it. Here we are talking the Wolverine.
What? Snicked.
Snicked? Is that this claws coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing that, yeah. That's okay. The sound effect on the comics.
Yeah.
Snicked. And then J-Muse does it when he's himself.
Oh, really?
In Kevin Smith movies.
Does he?
I think it's in Mallrats, because they did a lot of comic book.
Mallrats, that takes me back.
It's pretty much the only Kevin Smith movie like I actively enjoy.
Okay.
Sorry, Kevin Smith fans. Yeah. And I love Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He does some interesting ones. Yeah. I remember Mallrats was good. And
Red State's good.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. It's kind of horror-y, so you might not like it, but it's... It's good stuff.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Kevin talk.
And that was it.
But yes, we're going to talk about the Wolverine today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear what Justin thought, because he loves this one. We'll find out later. Don't say anything. Thank you, Justin. But we don't got much else to talk about, so let's just kind of jump into it.
Okay.
So here we go. Talking about the Wolverine.
Grab your Icarus, folks. Fuck.
Grab it.
It's already been grabbed.
Ooh. Wolverine comes to Japan to meet an old friend whose life he saved years ago, and gets embroiled in a conspiracy involving Yakuza and mutants.
Hmm. Were they friends?
Yeah, it works, I guess.
Or did he just, like, save his life once?
You'll have to watch to find out.
Mm.
Just that one time, that's it.
I think that seems like it, but
yeah, it's fine. Didn't exchange numbers, nothing.
That's why it took so long for them to meet up again.
Yeah, finally found him. Don't know how. We'll get into that, too. The tagline for this one, Justin: when he's most vulnerable, he's most dangerous. Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah, I think that's
mostly
possibly accurate for most people.
Yeah. Well, not me. When I'm most vulnerable, I'm just fucking worthless. And people just...
He did.
Yeah, it's over. I'm done. He win.
Jeez. All right. Well, this one was directed by James Mangold, written by Mark Baumbach and Scott Frank, based on Wolverine by Chris Claremont and Frank Miller. It is starring Hugh Jackman.
What?
I'll probably butcher most of these names.
Yeah, I saw those in the credits and I went, huh?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's like, oh my God, I'm going to have to say, wait, I'm not.
Yeah. Hiroyuki Sanada. Tao Okamoto. Rila Fukushima. Famke Janssen. Will Yun Lee. Thank you. And Svetlana. Russian last name. I cannot. It's K-H-O-D. Kodchenkova. I'm going to go with that.
All right. You didn't send me notes, so I don't know.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
In the parking area.
Hey, there, there.
Yeah. This one was released on July 26, 2023. Had a budget of $100 to $132 million. Box office, surprised me, of $414.8 million.
High or low?
It's higher than I expected.
I have an odd feeling you didn't like this movie.
It was fine. I'm just very confused at certain things.
So it's like a normal movie.
I'm easily confused.
It's tough because given Origins, I get why it made so little. But given the quality of the movie in general, I would have thought it would have made more.
That's fair. But okay. I'm surprised because it's, like you said, Origins just came out. This is coming out of nowhere. What's the reasoning for it?
To set up Days of Future Past, kind of.
Yeah, but I also read that it wasn't. Like, The studio told him it doesn't have to be a prequel, sequel, relate to anything, even though he decided to on his own. Yeah. Very strange. But yeah, I just thought it wouldn't make as much as 414.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But there's one more thing, Justin. I got to know, what are your overall thoughts on this thing?
Oh my God, I was so not prepared for this. We're on the spot now. I like it. It's good. You know, and it's like I tried to sell the last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't remember time anymore. It's not as bad as Origins. It's not as good as Logan. But it's a solid movie.
Okay.
And this thing that people need to get to understand is most movies are just movies. Like, yeah, they're the great ones. Logan and others, Winter Soldier and The Dark Knight. Etc., etc. But most movies, not just comic book movies, but most movies are just movies.
And that's fine. I'm good with just, hey, give me a good or interesting story. I think you have to have some sort of reasoning to tell this story.
That would be nice, but
otherwise it's not going to be any good.
Yeah.
If you're just making something just to make it.
Hear that, Sony?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I think it's solid. It's a good story. We got to see Logan in Japan, which is a classic Wolverine thing. Uh-huh. It's a little Frank Miller-y from his books and his run on the character. And overall, it was fun. It was action-packed. It was dark. It was interesting. I think the only part that really kind of lost me-ish was Viper at the end.
Okay.
And the Silver Samurai of it all. Where it just kind of got a little hokey for what we had been set up for up to that point. It was a very straight-laced, like, yeah, it's superheroes, but we're playing it Logan. We're playing it Winter Soldier. Like, this is just a cool samurai movie with some intrigue and whodunits and assassination attempts and shit. And the superhero stuff is kind of secondary. And it kind of got just a touch overboard at the end. But I knew that going in, so it's fine. Like,
okay. No, that's a good argument. It is.
I know. It's what I do.
He's so humble, everyone.
I'm pretty great. I just want you all to know.
I am the most humble person you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, I'm great at it.
For me... It was okay. It was like you said, it is action packed. Yes,
plenty. The train scene's fucking awesome. The
train scene is wild. It's it's interesting. Right. I'll give you that,
Mr. Wet Blanket.
Hey, shut up. Have you tried that? I didn't think so. But yeah, it's fine. There's some parts that are just like, why did we go this direction? Okay, what was the point of everything else? If this is now happening, again, we'll get into this. I had a fine time with it. I'm not saying it's bad. Sure. It was just not my favorite one.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, Logan is my favorite one.
So, well, I mean, that's one of the best movies of all time. But I would at least hope that I set the bar at an accurate height for you. I didn't want to oversell.
In between a pile of turd and one of the best movies ever. Yes, it was right there.
Yeah. And that's my thing. It's like I watched it. It was like, this was fun. Good action. Some brutal, cool stuff in there. I'll watch this again soon, but not very soon. Okay. Like in another 5 years, or maybe when Marvel starts doing their X-Men stuff again, or finally.
Yeah.
I'll go, okay, I'll watch it again. Because I remember it fondly, but yeah.
I probably won't, and it's not because I'm just, I don't.
You don't watch
I don't go back to a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No. There's other things coming out, and I like to watch those.
True. You should watch X-Men 97. It was awesome.
That's what I hear. I just haven't had the time. We've been busy.
I rolled my eyes in case no one heard it.
Eye roll. Eyebrows up. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I hate them.
It's less than an hour.
What? Altogether?
There's two episodes.
Yeah.
They're less than a half hour long.
Okay.
Like,
so fine. Shut up.
Less than an hour. It's good stuff.
Okay.
It gives me hope. He's not done. It gives me hope for what the MCU's X-Men could be.
Okay.
Because if they get it this well, in animation, the hope would be by then Kevin Feige wakes up from his cryo chamber he's been in the last 4 years or so, gets his hands on it, and we'll be off to the races. Because the way they did Cyclops reminded me why I love Cyclops and made me forget James Marsden. No offense, love the guy, but they didn't do him justice with Cyclops.
Okay, that's fair. All right, well, let's just jump into this thing. We've already jumped in, but let's keep swimming. My notes. 1945.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nagasaki.
Sunny day.
It was a nice day. It did look nice, But no, yeah, sunny day.
Birds chirping.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember the birds.
They're mostly flying away out of fear.
Yeah, they know what's coming. Yes, so this is when the bombs were dropped, right before. It's very interesting how all they were, I think it's ceremoniously going to kill themselves.
It's an honor thing from what I recall.
Yeah. I actually just started watching the show Shogun. And one of the guys on there was about to do the same thing. And I was like, hey, I just watched a movie where someone's going to do that. Or did do that, I guess. Yeah. But we get, I forget his name, Ichiro Yashida. He's also one of these men that are supposed to do this, but does not. And it ends up freeing all of the prisoners of war, including Logan, right? Because he sets him free, and then he goes to go do that, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it worked out. Ends up chickening out, which is fine. I don't blame you there.
Yeah.
And Logan ends up saving his life from this nuclear blast. I don't know if that's how it would work, but it was cool. It looked cool.
I mean, they're far enough underground, plus the metal covering.
Yeah. But they outran it, which I was like, you wouldn't outrun the blast, but well, I mean, that's fine. It's
far away. I think, I mean, it does take time.
For yeah, this. It was right there, and they were like, oh, no.
This is going to suck.
Yeah. But no, it was fine. It was good. I thought it was cool how he was kind of sniffing the air and was like, yeah, it's not safe yet. And then kind of checks later, and yeah, we're good. It's one of his senses. It's very cool. So I like that. That was a nice little small touch. Then we flash forward, or present day, or yes, this flashback, essentially. And now we get Logan the Caveman hallucinating about Gene.
As you
which
do.
He does. Yeah.
I liked this because it was a nice next step after The Last Stand. Last Stand happened years ago, and it left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. Then they did Origins, and it left a worse taste. But this kind of made me go, remember the good of X3.
Okay.
And the sorrow and sacrifice of him having to kill Jean and their whole, his love for her that was never going to be, you know, reciprocated and shit. Yeah. Seeing her constantly throughout the movie as this kind of taunting presence was cool, I thought.
Yeah, no, I thought it was clever how he just can't get her out of his mind until he finally does give her up. And yeah, so I liked it. It was good. Very much confused me at the beginning. I was like, what?
Gene died.
Where is this taking place again? Yeah, because, Gene died. It's like, what is this? What is the timeline? I know it's all messed up and everywhere, but huh?
I mean,
it's been so long.
I understand because it's Fox and the X-Men, so you never really know.
Yeah. And it just had
plus first class has already happened.
Right.
So they didn't do themselves any favors.
No.
So because it's such a strange, and it didn't even occur to me until now, but yeah, I mean, it's a sequel to X3.
Yes.
But the franchise was rebooted with first class.
Correct.
But it's part of the same continuity because of Days of Future Past. We just changed because of Days of Future Past, kind of like Star Trek 09, where all that stuff happened, but it didn't happen that way, and then now it happened a different way.
Yeah.
Because this changed stuff for some reason. Fucking hate Fox.
Just no.
Why would the events of Days of Future Past change X3? Because you wanted it to?
Yeah.
Stupid dicks.
So, yes. You we'll understand my confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got next here? Yeah, so he's living alone in this cave. He needs to go into town to get batteries for his radio, as one does.
Yeah. Dealt with batteries this week. It's a whole thing.
That's true. But he gets finally found by Yukio, who has been sent to find him by none other than the guy that we saw earlier. I forgot his name again.
Oh, nice.
Ichiro. We're going to keep calling him Ichiro.
Yeah.
And Yukio is actually a mutant as well, and she can foresee the people's death.
That sucks.
Or does she? We'll get to that later.
Yeah, she does, but...
Okay. Because I have a question on that. Yeah. I can see it. I'm just not sure.
I think anyways. I have an answer for you, and it's going to make you weep.
Oh, wow. Get ready for that. Yeah. No idea how she finds him so easily. He seems like he's hiding pretty well.
Yeah.
You got anything for me there?
No. It's fine. I mean, because the story said she needed to.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, this is just at 2 hours long.
Okay.
So, I mean, they really had to pave a lot of way very fast. I think they did a decent enough job of it.
Yeah.
To where you could go, she found him because she needed to find him. Don't worry about it. We're on to the next thing. Just shut up about it. Like,
yes, sir.
This guy is the head of a major... whatever the fuck his company is.
Technology, I think.
Aren't they always?
Yeah.
And he used a lot of his resources to eventually track him down. Okay. It's not like Logan really is in hiding. He just has long hair. Like...
and a big old beard.
Someone killed a bear and he whipped out his claws and was about to massacre them. I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time this has happened. I think there's enough stories of a man with claws killing people and getting into fights where they could probably find him.
That's fair. I just would have liked the fight and then, oh hey, there was a sighting here. I go there, find him. That would have been fine. But yeah, I guess she had to intervene also in the bar. But whatever.
But she didn't need to intervene at the bar. She could have found him after he fucked off after the bar, because he was trying to stop himself, which is why he was in hiding, because he's been able to stop himself this time. This dickhead killed a bear ish and so he couldn't hide it, and he revealed himself, and then she finds him because he revealed himself. I like that better.
Yeah, it's a small thing.
Yeah, but you're gonna complain about it because that's what you do.
It's what I do. I bring out the little things.
Yeah.
To make you remember what you love. Or something. So yeah, she was sent out by Ichiro, as we said. And he is the CEO of Technology Zabatsu.
Sure.
Okay.
Love that place.
And the reason Yukio has to find him is because Ichiro is dying. And he wants to see Logan, the guy that saved him 300 years ago, one last time.
It wasn't 300
years ago. Sorry, for the second time. Because he saw him once there. This will be number two.
Yes.
It's strange. We understand why, actually.
Well, and that's... But. To me, it felt very classic comic book. Like, this entire movie, including the ending with the Silver Samurai and their whole confrontation, I was like, this is very comic book. I could totally see this happening in a one-off
series
of books.
Yeah.
Where some rando that he saved... you know, back during World War II, is just barely clinging to life and saw his healing factor before his eyes and went, I want that for me. I mean, that's basically what happened.
Yes.
Because he's a piece of shit at the end of the day. And he was like, I want to steal your powers because you don't appreciate them and I will because I suck.
Well, he doesn't say because you don't appreciate them. He makes a valid point at this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a good salesman-ish in his way.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, it must suck. I know you want to, you've seen a lot of terrible things. Mm-hmm. You want to just live a normal life, be able to have it end at some point.
Yeah, I can help you with that, man.
Yeah, we're all brothers here.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
I'm old. Look at me.
Yeah, it sucks. You'll know now because I'm going to steal your powers, brah. And then...
I'd love to hear him say brah.
Me too.
But yeah, he calls him there. Mm-hmm. So Logan finally does agree. I don't know why he does finally agree. He doesn't know at first. But then he agrees.
Because something happens.
Yeah, and I don't remember it. It's fine.
Well, no, he doesn't agree. Because he dies. Air quotes.
No, I meant he, Logan agrees to go to Japan. I was still there.
Oh, well. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. He just says, fine, I'll go just for one day. Because she's going to be a dishonor and that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and she's not saying he wants your power for his own. She's just saying he remembers you from saving his life and he wants to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I mean, and it's a simple, you know, he gets a free plane ride even though he hates flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gets to go to Japan, which is cool.
Yeah.
He hasn't been there in a while, you know.
Yeah. 300 years, like you said earlier.
You don't know how math works.
So like I said, we does agree. Logan ends up meeting Ichiro's son, Shinjin.
Mm-hmm.
I love the actor. I forget his name. I know it's
up. Yeah, he looked familiar, and I was just like, I don't know where I know you from, but I know you from somewhere.
Yeah. Huge asshole, though.
Sure. But yeah. Well, I mean, this whole family kind of sucks.
They do. Yeah. Hey, absolutely. Like and her. Then the granddaughter, Mariko. We meet her as well.
Which is a character from the books.
Okay.
If I recall correctly.
So as we mentioned, that's where Ichiro says, hey man, give me your powers. I know you don't want them. You're tired of them. You've seen too much. You just want to be... You want to go with Jean, buddy? I know all about her. I know the dreams.
He doesn't say that.
No, but...
Nor does he suggest that he knows the dreams. But... I think the only thing that bumps me is, like, you're assuming a whole lot. You have a lot of inside baseball knowledge that you don't actually or shouldn't actually have.
As you said, technology, Justin.
Well, but the other thing I would say is that he looks the exact same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has to be able to put two and two together of, like, I look like this right now. You were older than me then.
Yeah.
And you look the exact same.
Yeah.
So you've been around a while. Yeah. So, I mean, he's a smart guy. He made a big metal samurai suit. Like, he knows he's the head of a tech company or something.
Justin, like we don't know that yet.
I think we already talked about it. So, I could see him jump, you know, connecting those dots on his own.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend this movie because I think it's good. Okay. And you are shitting on it because you're
well, then here's a question. Grump ass. How does he know that this would even work to transfer his powers?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he tested it.
What? Explain yourself.
Maybe how there's did a you big, test that? Maybe there's a big pile of dead mutants in his basement where he sucked their powers out and went, hey.
This is an ego situation?
Maybe. I mean, it could be. We don't see the basement, but...
I agree. We don't see.
He's a horrible monster who has associated himself with that viper chick. I would and ninjas that seem very mean. I would assume he's done some shady dealings.
All right.
It wasn't really part of the story. They didn't need to say it.
No.
They should have. I'm saying they didn't like need to, but like for the purpose of their story, they didn't. They weren't going to go into it like, oh my god, you're a mutant monster killer. Fucking kill you back. But...
I kill you back, monster. I kill you back.
Yeah. Like Peter Quill did.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
He's a tech guy. He would have tested it.
Tech is not biology. Okay, fine. I'll let you have it.
You're going to like Logan, this movie by the end of this, yeah, or else.
I love it. Can I leave?
Still no.
So Logan says, no, fuck off. And doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And so to, you know, shove it right back into Logan's face, he dies.
Yeah.
But not really. We'll find out later.
Spoilers.
Hint, hint, fuck. Wink, wink. So yeah, that night he dies. And this Dr. Green, we haven't mentioned her yet, but we see this his doctor here.
Because she wears green.
No. Why is it Dr. Green? I don't know.
She has I didn't green even know venom. It was Dr. Green.
I only know because of these notes. She has green venom. Whatever. Yeah. She's an idiot.
And she wears green at the end because that's her character's colors.
Yeah. But she introduces something into Logan's body because Logan's having this other hallucination dream thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out it's her. She made out with him, put something in him. He just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Move on.
That's fair.
Okay.
That happens.
Next morning. Oh, my.
It's moving fast.
Yeah. Yukio informs Logan that Ichiro died. Because you hurt his feelings, you dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get a funeral. They are on it. Because it feels like it's the next day. Or yeah. Later that day. And they've got all these people.
I feel like they were prepared.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he looked like death when he got there. Like, I feel like they were all just sort of waiting.
He didn't look so old.
With their suits on, just like, okay.
Like, this guy did.
Waiting for the call. Like, and a lot of them seemed to be hoping he would die.
Yes.
So, there's also that. Like, they all just had their suits, like, pressed and ready.
Yeah. Yes! Party time, guys. So, we have the funeral. Things look shady. There's a guy up, a ninja up on the roof. Mm-hmm. Dr. Green's smiling around, looking off. I'm a sneaky.
I know
sneaky.
Something you don't know.
Yeah. Viper. Very over the top, but whatever.
She is my only problem with this movie. She's just a bit much.
I've got more for you later, don't worry.
Well, I'm sure you do, but like watching the
I
movie.
I think this the one I have the biggest problem with, you don't have a good reason
for. All right, fine.
All right. So anyways, we're at this funeral. Things are looking weird. Logan's just getting a weird vibe. He's not sniffing around, though. You know.
Well, they all smell like people.
Huh?
They all smell like people. Like, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing really to sniff, I think. Unless someone pees themselves and he goes, what's that pee in here now? Like, God, Superman should have done in the Dawn of Justice. That's your big bottle of pee over there.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways. So Logan notices this monk. I don't know if it's a monk. I don't mean to be insensitive to the culture, but
he's stupid, so he doesn't know. And I yeah, don't know, and but he's I'm fake. Not going to try.
Yeah. But he has tattoos, which does not seem normal for that.
Yeah.
So Logan just bursts out of this crowd like, hey.
Something ain't right.
Yeah, something ain't right, granddaughter that I forgot your name already. Mariko.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. That was a weird line, I thought. That was a weird line.
What bumped me is that he thought it would work.
Yeah, that's true. She's like, fuck off, dude.
But that's also who Wolverine is.
Yeah.
I mean, watch the animated series, you watch any of the X-Men movies, he's just like, I know better, and you're going to either believe me now or believe me later. And this was very much a, you're going to end up having to believe me later, because I have zero to no tact.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. This guy's got tattoos. You see those?
This guy tattoos. You seen them?
No. Well, he does. It's bad. Probably. Yeah. And then it was bad. Very bad.
And so she's like, hey, no, fuck off. We're all good here. And one of these guys is like, freaks out. You could have gotten away with this, I think, or kept on with your plan.
Hmm.
He freaks out, rips it off, because we have to see as the audience, mm-hmm. this guy in his little tank top with the tattoos everywhere. Anyways, it's the Yakuza. Mm-hmm. They're there to kidnap Mariko. The worst? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're not good.
No, they're not.
Usually bad. In almost every movie that they are part of, they're bad.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Dutch.
That's my hot take.
Yeah, so the Yakuza's there. They're trying to kidnap her. But Logan and Mariko end up escaping together. Whew. Close.
Knew it.
Yeah, but in the process, Logan gets shot. A few times, actually.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Like, shotgun right into the chest, point blank. Like, that put him down. But it kept him down a little longer than it should have, Justin. What's going on here?
Right, something's fishy up in this.
Yeah, so they finally make it to this train. It's a bullet train. Logan goes to the bathroom, checks his wounds. He's still not healing like he should be. Very concerning.
Bad news bears.
Yes. So he knows something's not right. But it's okay. He can still fight. Yeah. So we get the bullet train fight, which Justin loves.
I think it's fucking cool.
It was cool.
I mean, bullet train is awesome anyway. I think it's fairly inventive that they would have a fight on there.
Yes.
And it was a clever way to do that fight.
It was.
Flying down the train and whipping around and having to duck for the signs. And then he...
Or freaking, over.
Yeah. And he dupes that guy and they're going, huh? Yeah.
That was awesome. A good one. I will
and,
give you that.
I mean, him jumping up and flying at the guy with his claws out is a classic... meme. Like, it's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at a lot of Marvel memes. I look at our Facebook page. I do it all the time. But I see it a lot. Okay. I mean, it's just a thing. And I think it's cool.
No, it was cool. I don't know if it would work like that. I'm curious how, like, real life, how it would work.
I would assume probably too fast. Like that. I mean,
I think it's way too fast. They're going like 300 miles per hour.
Yeah, and they make a point of saying that, too.
They do.
The only thing that bumped me was I don't know how long those trains are. And at a certain point, you'd get to the end of the train.
Yeah, it did look like they were never going to reach it. It just kept extending.
But I don't, I've never been, so I don't know how they could be ridiculous. I mean, it's
Japan. There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people there.
And I don't know where they're going.
I was going to say.
I said it.
I know, and I was going to say that.
But I said it.
I know. so they could be really fucking long trains.
Yeah. So, anyways, he gets in this fight. It's cool. It is a cool fight. I'm not dissing on the fight, okay?
It's about fucking time. That's all you had to say 20 minutes ago.
Sorry. So it was a cool fight. He finally beats them all. He gets in, and he's like, yeah, we're getting off here. We're not doing your stupid plan.
Which I liked.
Yeah. He doesn't argue.
Yeah.
So they get out. They go to the Love Hotel, which is...
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but it's also weird. Was that weird, Justin?
It's Japan. It didn't surprise me at all.
Okay. Like, never been. Don't know about these Love Hotels. Justin does.
I'm not saying they exist, but I would assume that they do. I mean, you get disgusting... white businessmen who want to
where's he going with this?
Have a fun time, and some poor girl is drugged to that shit box.
Jeez. All right. Well, Justin's taking this to a dark place.
That's what it is, though.
Reel it back.
That's what it is.
Yes. Probably.
It's a sleaze hotel with more tech.
It was a lot fancier, yeah. Like, they end up going to, what was it, like, Mars escape room or something like that. Not a cool escape room, just a Mars room.
Yeah.
And he ends up finally like succumbing to his wounds, it seems like.
Yeah.
I think does he hallucinate with Chin again in this scene? I think he does.
Yes.
Yeah. Ends up fainting outside because he's
brooding in the rain.
And exactly. He is brooding in the rain. Luckily, the hotel owner or manager, whatever she is, son is a veterinarian. I thought that scene was funny. Once he wakes up and he goes to shake his hand. And he's like, oh, God, please.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I thought we skipped over it, but I thought the bath scene when he gets to the guy's house was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, actually, that was funny. I didn't include that. Yeah, that was funny. Where he's just getting scrubbed everywhere.
Like, I got this part. It's fine.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah.
So, I liked that, too. It worked out fine. Okay, sure. Veterinarian. Whatever. Next. Let me find my place. I wasn't ready to move on that quick.
Okay.
So Harada meets with Dr. Green. Harada was the ninja guy that we saw on the roof.
Okay.
He meets with Dr. Green, and she ends up demonstrating her mutant powers.
I did like when the douchebag tried to hit on her, and she just fucking killed him.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's pretty boss. But then she started to speak when those two were interacting and like confronting each other. I'm like, you're not a good actress. You're going, I'm in a comic book movie, so I'm gonna go off the rails a little bit.
Ham it up.
Yeah. And no good. Stop it. Quit it. I was doing research for our next movie, and one of the stars said that in an interview, and I just went, no, you're better than that, bud. Don't go there. And he does. And it's bad.
He does.
Like, we'll get to that next week. For that. That'll be a whole thing.
So she demonstrates her powers on him and demands that he finds Logan and Mariko.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she care so much about getting Mariko? I know why she wants Logan. She wants the power. Somebody wants the power.
They don't really say why she needs to be there.
Yeah.
Other than to know where she's at.
Okay.
I would think. But yeah, I was waiting at the end of like, okay, they went to all this trouble to kidnap her, bring her here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the better plan, and it's villains, they do stupid shit. It happens. That's usually how they get foiled. But, and that is how they got foiled. Like, if she wasn't there, he would have won.
Yeah.
So, it's true. There's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they should have just been like, okay, you go off and hide. But I will say this, kidnapping her brought him there, which is what they really wanted.
Yeah,
that's true. So there's that.
True. Yeah, okay. I think I'm more confused.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about this more. but we're going to get to it when we get to it.
There.
So we get Logan and Mariko. They travel to Ichiro's house in Nagasaki. And then it kind of just gets dumb for me right here. But it happens to be really close to where the bombing was, which I thought was clever. You know, have them revisit that same spot. Mm-hmm. Sure. What I don't understand is why they are falling in love.
Because it happened in the comic books.
Okay. That can't be a good reason.
Okay. I didn't say it was a good reason. I said it was a reason.
Well, this is the part where I'm like, what was the... Why? She's over here talking about how the bodyguard guy, I forget his name again, Harada, mm-hmm. how they were in love and they were like 14 or 15 and they were going to get married, but they couldn't yet. And you would assume they still have some sort of affection with each other because they seem to still see each other regularly. He's the bodyguard. She's the granddaughter. But then they're falling in love. Like, there's no reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is Fox in a nutshell. For one thing, these two do have a relationship in the books. It is a thing. And so and this is Fox logic for comic book fans who are too dumb to know what a good story is. And yes, they speak with that accent. We're going to force this love story down their throats, Elektra style.
Yeah.
Where we don't need a love story.
No.
But I think, and I'm going to say this and you're going to complain and then I'm going to explain.
Okay.
Let's do this, it's more logical in the sense that it happened in the books.
Okay.
They are a love interest, like they're in a couple in the books.
Okay.
So at least in that, it is alluding to their version of what they think an Easter egg is. Remember, you know how you do fun facts and Easter eggs? And
I make do.
Same thing. Because you don't know the difference. It's like Fox. That's a lot like Fox.
Don't you lump me with Fox, sir. How dare you?
It's a fun fact Easter egg that they're going to cram down our throats, whether it fits in the movie or not, because it's from the books.
Okay. I guess it is the slightest bit better than, he's male. She female, they fall love.
Like an Elektra.
Yes.
Right.
Stupid.
Yes.
Okay, that is like zero. So this is a one. Because at least it happened somewhere in the books.
Yes, in an still alternate universe, they were actually in a relationship.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And if you gave me a reason here, maybe.
I know, and that's the thing. I feel like I blinked and missed that part, and then they kiss at the end, and I was like, oh, yeah, they were in a relationship in the books. Because, there's no point. They never really, aside from the fact that he's relentlessly trying to save her, but he would do that anyway because he's Wolverine.
Yeah.
There's really no need for it.
Zero.
And so I just kind of wish, and it's Fox, so they don't know how, but they'd just been subtle about it.
Sure.
Instead of them actually, like, falling in love, they had just been, like, there's a respect there and an appreciation there.
Yeah, flirtatiousness.
Yeah, sure. Like, he's a handsome dude. She's ridiculously pretty.
Yeah.
All true things.
Facts.
It's Hugh fucking Jackman. Everybody, including us sometimes, think he's just the dreamiest ever. But
this is the most jacked he's gotten for this role.
That's true. So, Hugh jacked.
I heard it, buddy. I heard it. He was Hugh jacked.
Yeah. Man. But it's an unnecessary thing.
It is annoying.
Yeah.
Okay, I got annoyed by it.
Just like you were.
Yes, you didn't change my mind there, buddy. Okay, we're back in Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Yukio has a vision of Logan dying and goes to warn him.
Mm-hmm.
Again, she just knows right where he is. Just say that's one of her powers, I guess.
I was starting... I thought for a brief moment watching the movie, like, well, when seeing the visions of the future, she would know where they are. But that doesn't really make sense because she only sees when they die, and that's not where he dies.
Yeah. In fact, where she saw him dying, where's where she was. So it's like, just wait for him to show up.
There's that, too.
But she doesn't realize it's that room until they're in the room, like, seconds before. Anyways, it's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Justin,
mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I moved on.
Okay.
Before we started.
So she's on her way to get them. And of course, the Yakuza show up and they finally capture Mariko and they take her away. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Logan, of course, interrogates one of them.
Mm-hmm. Cool scene.
It was, yeah. He was like, I will never tell you.
All the action beats in this worked for me. I thought they were all pretty solid.
Yeah, I had no problems with them.
Though the end fight was a little ironmongery, especially all the falling, but it's fine.
Yeah, I was fine with it. So he interrogates her. She finds out, or they find out that Mariko's fiance.
Twist.
He's actually very corrupt. He's the Minister of Justice.
Not a twist.
Yeah.
The shady piece of shit guy's a shady piece of shit. Interesting.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah. They go to his, is it his apartment?
I think. I don't remember.
I assume so because they found him very easily. So they went to his apartment. He's got two girls there already being super shady.
Oh, yeah. Or like his hotel room
or something. I assume it's apartment just because, well, it's Yukio. She knows where everybody is that she needs to know where they are.
Oh, I mean, that's, I feel like we watched another movie where that was the thing. Where everybody just kind of knew where everyone was. Oh, okay. But if they just like stayed put, they would also just end up meeting each other.
Spirit of Vengeance, yeah. You are right.
It's not as bad as Spirit of Vengeance. I didn't think of that until we started talking about it. Yeah. It's not as blatant as Spirit of Vengeance, which I think might have also been Fox. but yeah, it's a little Spirit of Vengeance-y.
Well, a little bit. It's fine. It's not as bad, like you said. So yeah, they end up finding out that pretty much, Shinjin, who's the fiance, who's a corrupt guy, he's the one that had the Yakuza kidnap Mariko, because Ichiro left control of the company to Mariko, and not Shinjin. Sorry, Shinjin is the son, not the corrupt guy. He's a different person.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't even have a name in my notes. But yeah, so the son found out that the company is not going to him. Yeah,
at a certain point, I was like, who's who and what is happening now? But yeah. Which one's the dad and which one's the...
But Ichiro, the dad, or grandpa, depending on who you are.
The grandpa?
Yeah.
I heard it.
I hate you so much. Shinjin is the son, or the dad, depending on who you are.
Right.
Or the fa.
Yeah.
As I said earlier. And he found out that old grandpa dad is not leaving the company to me. He's leaving it to my daughter.
Right.
That pisses me off.
Which is fair.
Sure.
Classic Iron Man move.
Weird way to get your daughter back here, to have the Yakuza kidnap her.
I mean, yeah.
Look, this family hates each other.
Yeah, like very much. Very like, much. It's, there's even a point very soon here where it's like you tried to kill your daughter, live with that, and then he tries to kill Logan again, and so he dies.
Like, yeah,
not bright.
Yeah, as long as like, one time, okay, I'll let it slide.
Yeah,
two times, you're dead.
Yeah, that's the Logan rule.
Yeah, so that's a little back. Like, here's the twist, the big twist. Oh my goodness, he's been behind this the whole time.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So Mariko is brought before Shinjin at the house, the estate, Ichiro's estate, with ninjas, Wenlin ninjas. Led by Harada, the lover, but not anymore because Logan's here. Can't blame him. Her.
And the dad and or grandpa didn't like the idea of them being together.
Right.
Because so they couldn't be together, so she was with the fiance who was also a piece of shit.
Yes. Because political things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Classic.
Classic.
Things that happen in these kind of stories.
Classic.
All there.
Yeah. So Harada comes and saves her and whisks her away. All right, cool. She's saved again. 14th time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Logan and Yukio arrive, and they use Ichiro's X-ray machine, because Logan's still not good. I'm still messed up.
And I like that he kind of had the thought of, like, wait a sec. I bet that freaking awkwardly placed blonde lady did something spooky.
Yeah, let's check out the old ticker.
Yeah. And he starts at the legs. He doesn't know. It could be anywhere.
That's
and
true.
They eventually find the matrixy bug.
Yes, very matrixy. What the hell?
In his chest.
Yeah. And we also get told that this is where Yukio sees him die. Holding his, we find out how he dies. It's holding his own heart in his hand. But then we find out this is the room that it was in. Oh no, Logan's going to die.
See,
roll credits.
Here's the thing, and I knew this was one of your things, and I saw a post, meme, whatever, And it was mostly just focusing on, I saw you dying, holding your heart in your hands. And it was him holding X-23's hand as he died.
I did think that too. I was like, yeah. Oh, could that be?
And I think the only thing that fucks that up is them trying to be so specific. Because obviously they didn't plan it.
Yeah.
And I think if they had planned it, they would have been more vague. And the heart in your hand thing would have actually been true. But with this, they were like, and you're going to be in this room at this time doing this thing, and I'll be there, and she'll be there, and we'll be there, and it'll be a thing.
Yeah.
That kind of muddies the water. But does. I prefer to think of it as, it's kind of like Cap being at Peggy's funeral as an old man. Mm. Like, it's just a fan fiction I would like to believe to be true.
Yes.
Because it makes it better.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think, yeah, if they would have not included the whole, and this is the room you're in,
yeah,
it could have worked even better. Yeah. I think it still works. It's fine. Yeah. I like it better.
And, you know, her visions are not the best anyway.
Exactly. Because, does this count? Because I guess he technically does die for a second, half a second, true, whatever. So does that still count as her powers working?
And, I mean, spoilers, the reason she didn't see the grandpa dying is because he didn't actually die.
Yes.
So it's not like her powers don't necessarily work, but I also don't know if she's as good as she thinks she is at it. I mean, if she's questioning herself this much with the grandpa,
yeah,
like clearly she's not like fine-tuned.
Right.
But yeah. I digress.
Okay.
I really just want to make the Logan thing fit better.
That's fair. That works. Okay. What do we got next? All right, so I did ask, did he die? Did Yuko's powers were not right or not or what?
But we just fine. Did this.
I just said we just did this.
Why are you saying that?
Because of the buying reasons. Myself some time. So now, while Logan's taking out his Matrix bug, as Justin pointed out, Shinjin attacks.
Dick.
But yes, has been the whole time. And Yukio holds him off long enough for Logan to recover and kill him.
Which I thought was cool.
It was cool. Watching all the things heal back up. Mm-hmm. And
get, classic Wolverine.
Yeah.
Slow heal.
Yeah. But Yukio was holding her own. That was cool too. I really enjoyed that fighting.
Well, because she was so badass around. In the bar. Yeah. And then she doesn't really do much the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, here's your time to shine again. And at first it was a little fumbly. And I was like, okay. But then she, you know, got a rhythm and holding her own. It's like, this is actually really, like when she hops over Logan to keep fighting him, that was so fucking cool.
That was cool. I liked it. I liked that. I didn't hate this movie, Justin.
Well, it sure sounded like it at the beginning.
So Logan follows Moriko's trail to the village of Ichiro's birth, where he is captured by Harada's ninjas.
And that was fucking cool.
That was boss. All them ropes and all that.
Yeah, all the arrows in his back like a fucking porcupine.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was pretty cool. It was very unique.
Yeah.
It only works with Logan, I'd say. Anyone else, I'd be like, no, he'd be down by now.
And with Logan, he took the Matrix bug out, so he's healing properly again, which we saw.
Yeah. So it works.
All good.
I liked it. It was a lot. I don't know why they would all have those ropes and arrows, but it worked. They knew.
But they didn't know that he was healing again, so that probably could have killed them.
That's true.
But it's fine.
It's fine. We're okay. Everything's fine. We're good, everyone. So Logan is placed in the machine by Dr. Green, who reveals her plans to extract his healing factor and introduces him to the Silver Samurai.
The doctor from ER, Anthony Edwards, Dr. Green.
Oh my gosh. You got all kinds of nuggets of something for this Dr. Green, don't you? So what the Silver Samurai is, it's an electromechanical suit of Japanese armor with energized katanas made of adamantium.
Did you Wikipedia that? That's incredibly specific.
essentially. So Mariko ends up escaping, and she frees Logan from the machine. Whew.
Love when that happens. And I will say, I don't know anything about him, but Silver Samurai is a character from the books.
Right.
I know. I guarantee it's completely different from this.
It is. It's like a mixture of two different ones, I think.
Hmm. So they basically whiplashed him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're kind of this, but you're named after this. Neither are right, but it's good enough.
Yeah. We're just going to take a little bit here, a little bit of there, yeah. And hey, it's from the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially. So Urata sees the error of his ways, finally. Jeez, you
for
idiot.
For reasons I'm not clear on, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You were all for this literally seconds ago.
Yeah, and I don't know why you were for it, but you were.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like maybe he was promised that they could finally be together.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I could be implanting things into the story that weren't there.
Yeah, I don't... If that's the case, okay. Makes more sense. If it's not...
I didn't commit it to memory, so yeah, could be wrong.
It's like they both forgot that they were in love with each other, and then...
Well, he was working for her grandpa, dad, whatever, as a bodyguard, and that gets hashtag awkward. I feel like their love interest thing is just as, if not more, unnecessary than her and Logan.
Yes.
Like, I think her falling in love with Logan is a classic thing that happens in movies. You're my savior protector, and for some reason, even though it doesn't really make sense, we're going to fall in love because that's what happens in movies.
Sure.
Again, this was not handled well in a way that would make you think that they should or could or would fall in love with each other, other than they're both very attractive. But, fine. These two, it's like, why did they need to have a relationship? Just say they were friends.
Yeah, they were friends that grew up together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they have a connection.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not friends with anyone I was friends with when I was a kid, but, you know.
That's fair.
I'm a loner. It happens.
Yeah.
So.
I can't wait to get out of here. Me too. Yeah, so just strange, but whatever. He finally sees his ways. But too late, buddy. He gets killed by the Silver Samurai while helping Logan escape.
Mm-hmm.
But too little, too late, man.
You suck. Okay. You died.
He's here Logan because Law. Of you. You're dead now.
Mm-hmm. Logan Law.
But Yukio arrives, and she kills Dr. Green. Not from ER, Justin.
Oh.
Sorry. Wait, what? You're sad that it wasn't him?
Anthony Edwards is great. It's Goose.
But he just got killed.
And you said, oh. ER too. Okay. And brain cancer. It sucked.
I don't remember that show well enough. I do remember watching around that time, though. Yeah. All right. We're getting there, everyone. So as Logan fights the Silver Samurai, I almost said Surfer.
I heard.
I'm sure you would have called that if I didn't.
Yeah.
The samurai ends up severing Logan's adamantium claws.
Didn't that look fucking painful? And then he drilled into the thing. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that looks terrible.
It makes my hands hurt.
Yeah.
So he cuts those off, and they can begin to extract his healing abilities, Justin, revealing himself to be Ichiro. It was him the whole time, Justin. He didn't die.
Oh, my God. Twist. I know.
Twist to you, even though you said it multiple times.
Yeah.
So he faked his death.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me the question of why. All this other shit that's been going on is because he died.
I think it was to manipulate Logan to bring him here. He asked him to do it. He said no.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, okay, I'm going to make you do it without realizing you're doing it. I just need to get you here.
He already had him here.
He wasn't there. He was at his house. He needed to get to this wacky-ass complex.
Right, but he had him at the house. Like,
I mean...
You've already weakened him.
Again, you know, if villains planned better, they'd win more often.
Okay.
What you would probably want to do is have Viper poison him, knock him out, and then take him to your scientist lab house.
Yeah, because the way you did it.
And they just do it while he was asleep.
Yeah, because the way you did it, he left with Mariko.
Yeah.
You had to go track him down. You lost a bunch of people. He finally made his way back.
But then we wouldn't have the movie, Jeremy. If villains killed the heroes when they were knocked unconscious, strapped to a table, most movies would end much differently.
I guess. Just don't get to that part yet.
Instead of strapping Bond to the chair and whipping his nuts. Just kill him while he's passed out. One bullet. Series over.
Yeah, but then who gets to whip nuts?
That's the thing. That's the villain
problem.
You've
clearly never whipped nuts.
Oh, I have. That's why I understand.
Oh, I've whipped some nuts, buddy. Okay. Back to this movie.
But you see what I'm saying. This is the villain problem in a nutshell, is that they are so fucking brilliant that they have to go to all these lengths to show how smart they are, which is what ends up making them lose.
I guess.
When they could have just killed Superman when he was weak and unconscious on the table. One bullet.
Jeez. This is Rhodey over here. Maybe Thanos.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Yes, you're right. Time travel back. Kill Wolverine then. Got it. Yeah, I just figured, okay, what was the whole point of this? It was all of this story is because you faked your death and now we're back to you're alive. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. It was a lot. Ichiro regains his youth, which is that a Wolverine thing? Doesn't he just heal? Does he really? I don't know. I guess he doesn't age, so he heals that part of him. It's not really he gets younger. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's fine. So he gets his youth back. Yeah. But Mariko intervenes and stabs Ichiro with Logan's severed claws.
Ugh.
Another thing where it's like, but you just stabbed your grandpa?
Yeah, for
your
he's a
brand
dickhead.
New lover? He is. But have you tried anything else?
I would say he seems a bit too far gone.
Okay, sure. Faking your death. I want the company. That's what it was. Oh, you're not dead? I don't get the company? I'm going to have to take care of this.
And you're trying to kill my Jackman?
We are lovers. All right, fine. Whatever. So Logan regenerates his bone claws and kills Ichiro.
Uh-huh.
So I guess she didn't kill him. Logan did? Sure.
Yeah, he got wanged in the neck, but it mostly just, like, made him stop and, you know.
What the hell? Did you really just do that?
That hurt.
I am not giving you this company. So she does get the company now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle. It does. And her dad's dead, too, so it's all...
No one's fighting for it.
And her boyfriend, fiancé, got chucked out a window. And her other boyfriend is dead, too, so it's all...
Dang. Okay.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
No, the other boyfriend's not dead. There was a pool there. That was funny, too.
Oh,
did you know there was
right.
a pool there? Didn't care.
Yeah. I think he knew, but like, he was just like, whatever. I don't care.
Shit.
He should have died anyway. Yeah. It was a pool. It wasn't the ocean. Pools have bottoms.
That is true. So Logan collapses and has one final hallucination of Jean, and he finally lets her go. Right. That was good. That was a nice touch. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's good. You've moved on.
Yeah.
You found your new lover. Hallucinate about her now.
I mean, I would.
We're good. Yeah. Either one's solid.
Yeah, it's all good. At least the one's alive. So there's that.
Yeah. So Mariko does become the CEO of Yoshida Industries and bids farewell to Logan as he leaves Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And Yukio, she's still around. Don't you worry, Justin. She's going to follow him around and be his bodyguard. For how long, we're not sure.
I mean, not long enough to get through the credits.
Yeah, not for 2 years, because I think it's like 2 years later.
Yeah, it says 2 years later.
Yeah, it's like, well, okay. It would have been kind of funny to see her still there. Still bugging him or something like that.
You got to remember what studio we're talking about.
I know, you're right.
We can't keep continuity in a movie. You want to go from, like, the movie's over. You think that's going to travel into the credit scene?
Sorry.
That line we just said was in the past, man. It's over. Forget it.
Yeah, that's it. Credits were rolling.
Well, and there's a deleted scene. I don't know if you have it in one of your fun facts.
I don't think so.
That she was going to give him a suitcase.
Oh, actually, yes, I do have that.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So shut your mouth.
All right. But, if they had done that, like, that's what we've all been waiting for. And then you can use that in the next movie you're doing that he's going to be in because you're showing us that in this mid-credit scene. Do it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Fox. Like, I'm so glad they're done fucking with Marvel movies.
But we didn't get that. What we did get in the mid-credit scene is Logan returns to the United States 2 years later and is approached at the airport by Charles Xavier and Eric Lyncher.
Yes. Lyncher.
Lyncher.
Eric first, then Charles after.
Yeah, it was Eric first, yes.
Yeah.
And he was ready to just stab him in the face.
Yes.
Because it's Wolverine. He doesn't think. He just pulls the claws out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's out in the bar?
Yeah. So they are there to warn him of a weapon humans are creating that would bring the end to the mutant race.
And what I did think was a nice touch was the Trask commercial on the TVs in the background. Yes, I know. Because the people that know, like when I saw that in the theater and I knew that Days of Future Past was coming because they announced it and that's the whole thing, I was like, oh, fuck, there it is. It's not Trask because Trask was in X3 and it's a different guy. Now it's, you know, Peter Dinklage, but it's fine. And it's in the past. So he's probably really old or dead now. Yeah. Whatever. So whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. We're turning things around.
It could still be related, I guess.
Yeah. Kissing cousins? What?
I don't know.
All right, let's jump
in. On another thing.
That's it. I need to pull up my notes. Movie's over. It was fine. I had little things that were problem. I brought them up. Justin didn't
fix
them.
Yeah, we heard. I was there.
Yeah. You said I would love this by the end. You're wrong.
You know, I mean, not every movie can be Howard the Duck.
Oh, God. I mean, so the first fun factor Easter egg is what, Justin? Do you have your notes ready?
Yeah, because I'm actually prepared. At around an hour 29... Logan refuses to use the name Wolverine until later on when he finally declares it to his enemy, Shinjin, before killing him. This is an homage to the storyline Old Man Logan, where he renounced the title until the very end when his enemies had slain his family.
Yes.
Interesting.
The Silver Samurai, Ichiro Yoshida, in this movie is a combination of Kenichiro Harada, a skilled mutant samurai, with a Tachyon blade. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And his son, Shin Harada, who possesses a technology-advanced suit of armor. Shin is a separate character in the movie. The Silver Samurai is also based on Ogun, a supervillain and enemy of Wolverine, who had given him a sword and tried to steal Wolverine's immortality. Hmm. To you.
So, I mean, it is all loosely based on the books, which, you know, like he says in Logan, it all happened, but not like this.
Right. Don't you dare bring Logan into this movie. How dare you?
Shut up. It's fine. At around an hour 3, so just like 26 minutes before the last thing I said, young Yoshida gives Wolverine a samurai sword with 6 kanji letters engraved on it. These read, never died, never aged, never destroyed. This is also what I say to myself every morning.
I would love to see that.
And is also appropriate for Wolverine.
Just Justin look in the mirror, tears running down his face. You could do this. You're
never
a big
dad. Never aged, never destroyed. Let's go to work.
Oh, that's great. That's a great image. All right. Hugh Jackman said that for his shirtless scenes in this movie, he wanted to look, quote, as ripped and cut as possible.
Succeeded.
Yeah.
Way to make us all feel bad about ourselves. I know.
Yeah. So how he did that is he adopted a dehydration diet, which is used in bodybuilding, where he did not consume any liquid for 36 hours before filming his shirtless shots. He said it made him feel headachy and faint.
No shit. You didn't drink any liquids for a day and a half. Psycho.
But he was pleased with the results. His dehydrating tightened everything up and gave him the exaggerated muscle definition and vascularity that he wanted to show in his shirtless scenes.
It's a bit much.
It is. But I mean
if
he freaking looked super jacked. Like,
yeah, jacked man. Know?
God. You just keep taking that joke. You're loving it.
It's right there.
Wrap it up, Justin.
Oh, it's wrapped. An alternate ending was filmed where Yukio presents Logan with a box that contains his yellow Wolverine mask from the comic books. The scene is presented as a bonus feature on the Blu-ray to get all of our hopes up just to dash him yet again. I don't get why Fox is so fucking against using their suits from the comics. Especially at this point in time. I don't remember the year this came out, but like the MCU is a thing.
Yeah.
The first Avengers at least.
Yeah.
Because that was the last movie. Like, fuck, man. I think it was 2013.
Yeah.
I know this is one of the first movies my wife and I saw together. And we got together in 13. So, yeah, that's, like I said, I like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's solid. It's a dumb sequel that, like every Fox X-Men property, doesn't connect to the first one or the next one.
Nah.
But it's there. Like it's... Logan, that only talks about the first X-Men movie and none of the others.
Yeah. Because why would you need to?
Yeah. I mean, and you don't, because who cares?
Yeah.
Just reference whatever you're talking about right now, and we'll pretend like we heard it.
Yeah, exactly.
What I don't get is how he still has his bone claws. They make a point of showing us that at the end in the mid-credits. Then in Days of Future Past, he has the metal ones again, doesn't he?
I think so.
I know he has them when he goes back. I'm trying to remember if he has them in the future. We'll find out in a couple weeks or months. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I feel like there's a... Maybe he doesn't. I'm curious now. I'm interested. I mean, I'll forget by the time we actually watch it because it's a ways away.
Yeah.
But I feel like I remember a scene of him. No, it's up. Oh, God. I don't remember now.
Well, we'll find out.
No, I think he has him in the future, but he goes back in. When he goes back in time, he has the bones, which he's surprised by.
Right.
Because he hasn't met Stryker yet, because for some reason that happens at the end of that movie.
Right.
In a way that doesn't quite make sense, but we'll get there when we get there.
Right, right.
Why
right,
is it
right,
Mystique? Right. It's fucking stupid.
Because it's all tied in. God, it's all tied Fox. Together. Look at us.
Is it?
No.
Ugh. We'll get there.
We will. But what do we got for next week, Justin?
Speaking of headaches that take us nowhere. We are taking that ball that was perfectly teed up and crushing it into a different stadium altogether with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, no. They did not win the game.
Yeah.
All these grand plans that were laid stopped dead in their tracks with one film movie.
That's right, yeah. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, yeah.
But it brought us where we are today, so we are happy.
It did.
That's, I mean, if you think about it, and okay. I'm sure we'll get into it, but Amazing Spider-Man 2 was 2014.
Yeah.
Tom Holland appears in Civil War in 2016. And his movie is 2017. So they had this whole fucking stretch of movies planned, and in a heel turn, they completely started over.
Yeah, that's true.
In less than 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They were finally like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, obviously.
And can we're we just keep doing the money later. And you guys do it?
Yeah. And then once we've got our confidence back, we'll start making nonsense again.
Ugh, yeah.
Madam Webb.
Yuck.
But that's next week. We'll get there. This is going to be fun. In a bad way.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Alrighty, that's it for this week, everyone. If you do want to let us know your thoughts on either movie, The Wolverine or The Amazing Spider-Man 2, please reach out to us. You can email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, wearemarvelpod.com. Or find us on social media, wearemarvelpod. We're there. If you go to the website, check out the merchandise page. You can pick out a design that you like, a logo design, and put that on whatever you want. A shirt like Justin's wearing today.
Bing.
A mug, a pillow, a journal, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know if you do that. That would be great to see.
We've shown some pictures of... Eli?
Eli, that's right, yes.
Sporting some merch.
Yeah, he's rocking it. Looking great, Eli. Yeah. Never looked better.
That's right. Keep up the good work.
That's right.
Order more stuff.
Yeah.
Gotta keep these lights on somehow.
We don't get much of a cut if we get anything. Yeah. But go buy things anyways, because we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. That's all for this week. Until next time. I've been Jeremy.
I've been Justin.
And we are Marvel. Bye.
Bye.